neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
You see, there's a little difficulty that is brought between the shepherd of Abraham Avinu and Lot. The problem was that Lot was careless. He felt that he can take his cattle anywhere he likes. So the matter was discussed by Abraham Avinu, and Lot felt that he can do anything he likes for the reason that he claimed that he's the only descendant of Abraham Avinu, and Hashem has promised to Abraham Avinu that he will inherit the whole world, actually. So that means he's the owner, actually, the official owner. So now here, there are a few quotes that is brought. Abraham Avinu told Lot, "Hiparet na me'alai." That means, let's separate. "Hiparet na me'alai." "Hiparet" starts with hey. "Na" means please. It starts with nun, and me'alai starts with mem. So we have he and a mem and a nun. You put it together, what do you get? Haman. So now here, there's an interesting quote that we see when there's a machloket, when there's a friction and people, they don't get along. So actually, it's the same scenario that Haman wanted Chas v'Shalom to destroy the Sonei Am Yisrael. So here in this quote, that means that if there is no Shalom, it's the same circumstances as Haman wanted to, God forbid, wipe out Am Yisrael. So now here, the question that is asked, first of all, Abraham and Lot, they didn't have a problem, only between the shepherd of Lot and Abraham. So that's why there is a quote that Rabbeinu Ben Ishchai, Harav Yosef Chaim Bardad, Sofuto Marenu Alinu, Harav brings. Harav says, rib is masculine in grammar, Hebrew grammar. The meriva is feminine, nekeva. So now Abraham says to Lot, let's not have meriva. So why he used a feminine form? So Harav explains that let's say there are two partners, and then all of a sudden, as never happens, God forbid, so then the partner wives, they start, arguing. I mean, never happens. So now, what's going to end up? Yeah, it's going to influence the partners, the brothers, and so on, and then that's it, it's the end of it. So what happened all of a sudden? Only the wives were, not getting along. So here, that's what Abraham Avinu, Allah Shalom, is telling Lot. That's true, that only the shepherds are now started, the friction, but it's going to end up between us. And that's why the feminine form has used. Why? Because the same way that the lady gives birth children, so you have, let me show you, how big is the top of the match? You see this? How big is it? Have you measured it?
A couple of millimeters.
So what is this able to do?
Burn the city.
This thing can burn the city. Isn't that something? This little bitty thing burns the city. And sometimes the head of the people is as small as this. And destroys people, institutions, partnership, this little bitty thing. So that's why Ornan of Shalom is telling Lot, don't let it be giving birth, this meriva. So now the other question that is asked, Abraham Avinu, Allah Shalom told Lot, we are Achim. What does it mean? They were not brothers. Were they brothers? No. So Hakam says, we are achim. He told them, we are brothers. You noticed? Yeah? You were not surprised? Hakam says, we are achim.
Well, it's customary to say when you're from the same bloodline, from the same family.
Ah, very nice. Yeah, beautiful. So the Mesh explains that Lot looked exactly like Abraham. They were Xerox. So now here, Aram Avinu Shalom was in outreach business, you know, to bring people in and tell them about the Creator, to say berachot and so on. So now he's telling him, you know, you're doing terrible things. So now they will think I'm doing it and doing my business very kesad. So I cannot do business anymore. I cannot bring people in because you look like me. And then, Shem Yachem. So now here, it's a very interesting thing. That Rav Avinu Shalom always was after people, as we see, would change his location. Safona, north, east, south, west. Why? Because he was after people. So now the question that is asked, so Lot could not be one of them to bring him in, huh? All these people that he would bring his house, and then he would tell them that, you know, there's a God, there's a Creator, it's not just, you know, it was a big bang, there's no such a thing, it's only taught in the public school, that's it. It's nonsense. You agree? So why he could not influence Lot? Why?
Because he didn't want to do it. First, you have to want to change.
The other people didn't want to do, but he had the capability to. That's true. That's very true. Yeah, you know. No, you meant the wife doesn't listen to you? Is that what you said? No, that's why you say Sheikh Yanu, Imanu, Yanu. So now here, when the teacher goes to the class, who is he confronting? Who is sitting there?
Students.
So now here, there's a very, very powerful message. And that is, a teacher can only teach a student. The teacher cannot teach teacher. Yeah. Because if... I know sometimes people, you know, they raise their hand. You know what that means? What does it mean? Question, no?
Yes.
No. That means I'd like to tell you something, but very politely. Because many times we sit there, we cannot wait to ask the question. It's not that we're listening. So here, Lot was not a student, he was a teacher. So that's why Rabbeinu cannot influence him. And that's how it is. If one likes to learn, he has to accept, I have a capacity to learn, not to teach. But if you come as a, already, they call it ahlami dahr, that you already know everything, so then it's not going to work. No matter how much he tell you, no matter how they tell you, stories, you know, quotes, doesn't work. And that's what exactly we learned, even though Abraham Avraham Shalom brought thousands of people into his tent, but Lot was not one of them. Why? Because he did not have the capacity to learn. He only wanted to teach. And that's why Abraham Avraham Shalom said, Toro Becher, Amara, Besalam. Yeah. Hashem is like, you know, to be able always to learn.
Koilani Shomote, Hallel Ko Halleluko, Koilani Shomone Shomo Sheli. Koilani Shomote, Hallel Ko Halleluko, Koilani Shomone Shomo Sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.